The big talking point of the weekend sport came in the FA Cup yesterday, didn't it? The third round tie between Liverpool and non-league Mansfield Town. Luis Suarez appearing to control the ball with his hand. Well, he did control it with his hand before putting the ball in the net for the decisive goal in Liverpool's 2-1 win.
Back towards Suarez, almost walks the ball in, comes back off Suarez. Was that handball? The referee says no, and he has literally walked the ball into the net.
We have no replays. So the question is, was it hand to ball or was it ball to hand? Now, we don't know. But I have a feeling that the referee wasn't in the best of positions to see it. My reading of the situation is that Andre Mariner may well have been let down by his assistant.
Ian Dennis and Alan Green, they're filling us in. That was the commentary at the time. In the interest of sportsmanship, should Luis Suarez tell the referee that he handled the ball? Or is that a bit fanciful? Is it the case that if the match officials let the goal stand, then there should be no complaints? Well, joining me is the former sportsman and commentator, former Irish Cup goal scorer, we should say, Liam Beckett, and the Belfast Telegraph sports editor, Stephen Beacom. So Liam, let's go back to your management days. If you're in the dugout and one of your players, the ball hits his hand and he controls it with his hand and he fires it in an Irish Cup tie, say, for example, how annoyed would you be if he then went to the referee and said, by the way, ref, I think you should disallow that goal, I used my arm?
I'd be very annoyed, Joe. I'm not trying to condone what Suarez did. I think he is a con man. I think he's a cheat on the football pitch. But yesterday's was slightly different because it was more of an instinctive movement rather than a premeditated one. He has grown this reputation of being the biggest cheat in English football. I would have to agree with that. But that's mostly for Dave. And I think yesterday's was more instinctive. And all good goal scorers, Joel, their job's to put the ball in the net. And he did that. Whether it was ball to hand or hand to ball, I think it was hand to ball, personally. But his job's to put the ball in the back of the net and then let the officials, the referees and the lines people, let them decide whether it was a foul or not.
Stephen Beacom?
Hi, Joel. Hi, Liam. Yeah, I would agree with what Liam said there. There's no way that Suarez could have put his hand up, and the pun is intended, to say, listen, ref, I handled the ball there, because football's a ruthless game. We're not living in dreamland here. Of course, it would have been fantastic for him to do that, but come on, let's get real here, folks. And for the commentator on ESPN yesterday to call him a cheat for that, I think he was bang out of order. Yes, Suarez has been a very, very naughty boy at times. He's gone to ground far too easily on occasions, and he's been rightly booked for that.
Yeah, I think the exact line at the time was that I'm afraid is the work of a cheat.
Yeah, well, come on, who's he trying to kid there? Every game, something like that's going to happen. Tonight, Glentoran play Cliftonville. It could happen there. Are the commentators going to call those guys cheats as well?
Miroslav Klose, of course, was it earlier this season? Went and told the referee he'd used his arm in a Serie A game, and the goal was the referee changed his mind and disallowed the goal. It's happened before.
Yeah, it has, but you know, it's once in a blue moon. If you remember Robbie Fowler against Arsenal. Arsenal conceded a penalty through David Seaman. Mm-hmm. Robbie Fowler said it wasn't a penalty, but the referee still gave the penalty. So even if Suarez had said, listen, ref, that was handball, the goal would have still been given.
Liam, is it fanciful to suggest, I mean, has it reached the point where the rewards are so great now that players are... I mean, you think of... Well, who was the other one? Paulo Di Canio. Do you remember he had the chance to score and the ball came into the penalty area and he saw the goalkeeper was injured and he caught it? Slightly different, I know. But, I mean, yeah. Are the rewards so great now that players will do anything to score a goal or to gain an advantage? And we're back to the whole thing of diving again as well, aren't we?
Yes, good point, Joel. But no, I think there is a difference, and I think Stephen summed it up well as well there, that yesterday's was more instinctive. It wasn't a premeditated dive as such. But, you know, it doesn't cloud over the fact that Suarez does try to con referees. And when you do try to con people, Joel, the definition is then you're a cheat. I agree that the commentator was out of order totally yesterday to call him a cheat, because all good strikers will put the ball in the back of the net and then worry about what the officials say afterwards. Yesterday, I think Suarez did what any other striker would have done. It still doesn't make him an upstanding footballer. In my eyes, I think he's a particularly poor role model for kids who watch television and watch football on television. I think he's a very, very poor role model. But yesterday, I would have had no argument. Had I been his manager, I certainly wouldn't have been pointing a finger at him.
Liam, in a word, who's going to win tonight?
I think the Reds will win Norwich, Joel, because I think they are just slightly more potent up front, and I think that's where the game will be won tonight.
Stephen?
Cliftonville, and this is the time for them to show their title bottle, Joel.
Okie dokie. Thanks to Liam. Thanks to Stephen. Thanks to you all for listening.